It's Thursday, September 9th, 2021. This is the Hermetic Hour. I'm your host, Pope Runyon. And tonight we present a discussion on the vast Central Asian kingdom of Tartaria and the medieval legend of Prester John, the mysterious Christian monarch who was said to have ruled a huge empire west of China and to have written letters to the Pope and kings in Europe. Mentioned by Marco Polo and other European travelers to the Orient, Prester John was a political holy grail quest for crusaders seeking allies against the Muslims. But King John and his kingdom were never found. And yet there may have been a Christian king and a warlord in Central Asia in medieval times, as new historical research and archaeology are discovering. In medieval times, the boundaries of Tartaria stretched from China to Eastern Europe, an area defined by the conquests of Genghis Khan and his sons. Only recently have we come to realize that Europeans have been living in Central Asia for thousands of years. Many of the Central Asian tribes and even nations riding under Mongol banners in the Middle Ages were actually Caucasian Christians, descendants of the ancient Scythians, Armenians, and Indo-Europeans. The real history of Central Asia has been suppressed and mistranslated. We will suggest who the real Prester John might have been. So, put on your fedora, snap your bullwhip, and let's follow the Silk Road to adventure. And like any good Indiana Jones adventure, this one begins in a museum, the Bowers Museum in Santa Ana, California, in May of 2010. The exhibit was called Secrets of the Silk Road, and its most remarkable feature was the 2,000-year-old mummified body of a beautiful red-haired Caucasian woman in European dress. I looked down on this lady in amazement. Whatever cosmetic enhancement given to preserve her beauty was obviously part of the original mummification process. It was as if I was looking upon the incorruptible body of a saint, or in this case, a pagan priestess. She had been unearthed in the Tarim Basin region of Xinjiang in western China in the 1990s. This is the Uyghur region. But the ancient lady was not Turkic. She was European, perhaps even Celtic. As I looked down on her, a swarm of myths and legends and suppressed histories swirled in my mind. Helena Blavatsky's Theosophy and its series on ancient Mongolia. The Abraham Merritt fantasy Dwellers in the Mirage, in which the Uyghur believed that their ancient ancestors were Nordic. And, of course, the greatest of all Central Asian legends, at least to Westerners, the Lost Kingdom of Prester John. Recent interest in a vast region of Asia, the medieval Europeans called Tartary or Tartaria, and the discovery of recent Orwellian attempts to meddle with its history prompted me to offer my contribution in restoring the truth about European and even Christian presence and influence in Central Asia before and during the era of the Mongol conquest. First, we need to define Tartars, Tartary, and Tartaria. The Tartars are actually Tatars. They were called Tartars by the Europeans under the influence of mythology relating them to Tartarus, the classical Greek hell, and thus Tartary and Tartaria. The Tatars were and are a Turkic race and at present the largest ethnic minority in Russia, which was one of the reasons the Soviets wanted to rewrite their history. Important to our story is the fact that when Genghis Khan united all the Tatars under his standard in the 12th century, many of the Tatar tribes were Nestorian Christians. In fact, the first candidate for Prester John was thought to have been the Christian Khan of Karakorum in Mongolia. Defeated by Genghis Khan, who married the Khan's daughter to one of his sons, and then made Karakoram the capital of his expanding empire. Several of the tribes under his standard and several of his generals were Christians. But we are getting ahead of ourselves. Where did these Central Asian, Caucasian, and Turkic Christians come from? From where your grandfather learned they came from in his little red schoolhouse, Caucasus Mountains of ancient Armenia, who were the earliest Christian nation on earth. And when they migrated into Asia, they found previous European peoples already there. Again, remembered by your grandfather, the Scythians and Hyperboreans in the far north, from whence came Apollo and the cosmic philosophy of Pythagoras, Plato, and Hermes Trismegistus. Our generation was cheated out of this vital knowledge, but the spade, and in this case the hoe, uncovers the truth. Territoria was once one of the cradles of our Western civilization. The new religion of Christianity, in its Nestorian form, spread rapidly into Asia in the early centuries of the Common Era. It held out against the rise of Islam in the 7th century, and when Christian Europe's crusaders began to fail, they found themselves menaced on their eastern borders by the Muslim Turks and on their southern borders by the Moors. They prayed, the Europeans prayed, for a holy miracle to save Christendom. They were ready to believe in Prester John. In the year 1165, the three most powerful rulers in Europe, Pope Alexander III, Emperor Komnenos of Byzantium, and Emperor Frederick Barbarossa of Germany all received a letter from Prester John. Apparently, they were all the same letter, but only one copy, the copy to Byzantium, survived. It should be noted that Byzantium was the original birthplace of Nestorian Christianity. In any case, the letter was full of wild exaggerations of the presbyter's riches and power, and of the extent of his dominions. It never occurred to the recipients of the letter that it might be in code. But in any case, it was written 20 years after Prester John's death, so it might have been encoded directions to find his tomb. At least that's what launched two-fisted archaeologist Marion Doc Rowland on his quest for the tomb of Prester John, which will be forthcoming in the next volume of the Seventh Ray. If you want to see Doc Rowland in action in the Lost City of Nanmadol, get Beyond Lemuria, second edition DVD from Amazon. So, who was the real Prester John? He was the Khan of Karakatai people, a Turkic tribe of Nestorian Christians who forged a large Central Asian empire lasting from the 9th to the 12th centuries. His name was Yelutashai. He conquered Turkestan around 1130 AD and then assembled an army to move against his Muslim neighbors. A decisive battle was fought on September 8th and 9th, 1141 AD, and this is the anniversary of that battle, near Samarkand, and Prester John won but suffered heavy casualties. This stopped his further expansion. He died a few years later. His empire was split and soon taken over by the Muslims. This history has been completely rewritten by the Muslims and the Chinese, and there is no mention of Karakatai's Christianity. It is an early example of the suppression of Tartaria, continued by the Soviets, the Chinese communists, and other Marxist historians. And I'd like to mention my sources on this program, and my main and most important source is a very, very scholarly work called The Tarim Mummies. And this is by J.P. Mallory and Victor H. Mayer. Ancient China and the Mystery of the Earliest Peoples from the West. Now this, I got this book at the Bowers Museum when I saw the Secrets of the Silk Road exhibit, which we discussed in the, you know, the beautiful mummified Celtic lady. And this book covers much of the material we discussed in the program. Also, but my other source is Lands Beyond by L. Sprague de Camp and Willie Lay. And this is a book I've had for quite some time, and it was copyright 1952. And it was published by Clark Irwin and Company Limited, Toronto, February 1952. L. Sprague de Camp and Willie Lay. Now, this is the From Lands Beyond is where the source for Karakatai's being the empire of Prester John, and this being basically a Christian empire. Now, you know, it's quite possible that Willie Lay and de Camp were wrong. And that's possible. They're both of them are very good scholars, but and I'm sure they researched. But it's also possible that only some of the Karakatai people were Nestorian Christians, and that would be enough to justify, you know, them thinking that the Khan of the Karakatai people might have been Prester John. We don't know, and so I don't want to go on record as saying that the Karakatai Empire was certainly the empire of Prester John. It may have been. And in fact, you know, looking at it from what de Camp and Willie Lay have put forth, it appears like he is the best candidate for Prester John. Anyway, that's about what we have on this subject. And so next week we'll be back. And I would appreciate some comments from you folks out there listening. You know, put some comments on the Blog Talk Radio website, and let's hear from you. And if you disagree with us or agree with us or whatever, but we'd like to have some feedback. So let's hear from you. And next week we'll be back with another Hermetic mystery. And until then, good magic.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.